This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 399, four perfect IELTS proverbs. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, learn four English proverbs to use on IELTS speaking and writing to ensure an increase in your vocabulary scores.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Fantastic!
Yeah. So that is awesome.
So, like, James and I are flying to San Francisco on Saturday. I've been promising him this, like, San Francisco birthday trip. We've been looking forward to it for months. And so we finally get to go on Saturday. And this is, like, this is his first time really in a city, like a proper, like, city with, you know, concrete everywhere, really tall buildings around you and stuff like that.
That's awesome. What are you guys going to do there? What's the plan?
Oh my God, everything. So we're going to do all the touristy stuff that I haven't done when I was a kid. Like, we're going to go to Fisherman's Wharf and go to the Exploratorium and the Science Museum, go to Golden Gate Park, rent bicycles. And then Monday night, we're going to the Giants-Dodgers game. And that's going to be incredible, but not just that. My friend actually, organized it. So, I don't know which inning, but on the scoreboard, it's going to say, "Happy birthday, James."
That's so cool. So you're going to have to warn him ahead of time. Well, how will you know when it's coming on?
That was my question too, because baseball games are so long. We're not going to be in our seats most of the time. We're going to be walking around and like eating hot dogs and playing stuff. So I guess they will tell him what inning it's going to be. So we'll know.
Be like, James, look at the scoreboard. Don't take your eyes off the scoreboard.
I know. we'll make it work. What if we missed it?
Oh, I know, that would really stink.
Oh God, that'd be terrible. No, so anyway, it's gonna be amazing. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. San Francisco is a fantastic city. Fantastic place. Love it.
It's always been like my favorite city on earth. It's just you know this, but Lindsay and I are also working on this listening skills course. So we were just talking about like New York moments on the other podcast, the All Ears English podcast. And like San Francisco, like it's really a city with the strongest vibe, like the strongest soul to me. So guys, if you want to hear more about that, go over to the All Ears English podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. In the course, we did interview a couple of people in the city of San Francisco. You will feel the San Francisco vibe, especially around Gay Pride Week, because that's when I was there, was during the Gay Pride celebration. And that is one of the essential times to be in San Francisco.
Totally.
That's such a cool time to be in. Yeah. So very cool. All right, let's get into IELTS, Jessica. What are we talking about today?
So, guys, as you know, we are doing a live Facebook class every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the attendance in this last session was amazing. Okay. So, guys, just, you know, get there early. Be ready for when we go live. Be ready with your questions so you could post right away. So we were looking at some of the comments that we didn't have time to answer. And I noticed there was one about English proverbs. So what is a proverb, first of all?
Yeah, good question. So I think of it as a line of wisdom. kind of a short and sweet saying that usually imparts some kind of wisdom.
Exactly. So Yeah, this would fall under the umbrella of idioms, right? It is an idiom, but it's a special idiom that carries like a moral or like a like life lessons. Like that's the message of it. Every culture has proverbs, right? So Lindsay and I chose our four favorite proverbs that you guys can use on the IELTS speaking and writing. I'll tell you which ones you could use in writing because proverbs are a really nice way to like finish an essay. Like instead of, you know, like a quote from a famous person or a proverb, like this is, they're really nice ways to finish a task two essay. So, the first one, however, I would only use in speaking. so it's, I say this actually, I do say this. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. I love it.
It's very motivational.
Like note the pronunciation and the stress on there, guys. Like I don't say when the going gets tough. Like you don't you don't say that. It's when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Yeah. Love that.
So what does that mean, Lindsay?
Yeah, it kind of means that, you know, challenges or adversity should inspire movement or action.
Yes. Exactly.
For people who are successful. I mean, people who are on the right path.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you guys could use this on the IELTS exam when you're talking about anything difficult from your past that you worked through, right? That pushed you to keep going and achieve. More specifically, what about your English studies? I'm sure there was some point where you sort of like felt like hopeless or depressed, like this is all too hard, right? Yeah. Maybe you took a really challenging class or maybe you moved to a new country and you couldn't understand anybody and yet you made it through and succeeded. So like a speaking question could be, describe the first time that you had to speak English to a foreigner. That's a real IELTS question. Then like that has to be a scary moment for you. This would be a perfect proverb to use.
Exactly. Or some kind of turning point where you turned your, you turned a corner and that, right, it was hard. And then you decided you weren't going to take things like lying down. You weren't going to just like be a victim. You were going to change your attitude and you got up and you started doing something different.
Yeah, this is a, you know, this is one of those proverbs. Well, I guess proverbs are inherently cultural. And this is a real sort of like American proverb to my mind. I don't think a British person would use this, honestly. But guys, that doesn't matter. They will understand you. It doesn't matter who your examiner is. You can use this. It's this like American spirit. Like, you can't keep me down. I can, you know, like I can succeed no matter what.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's sometimes it's so funny to think about like the ways in which our culture influences us in ways we don't even understand, right?
Totally.
I mean, I think that like when I face a really big challenge, I actually get inspired and energized to kind of work through it. And I think that's not just personality, that's culture, right?
For
that is the movies we saw as kids, the movie Rudy stands in my mind.
Oh,
always.
That's a great movie. Oh, I love that movie. With it has Sean Astin, who was later in all the Lord of the Rings. Anyway, guys, great movie. Hello, lovely IELTS students. If you want to know all the differences between speaking and writing, what matters to get high scores, and how to impress the examiner on exam day, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into Three Keys IELTS today. Okay, so what is the next proverb, Lindsay?
Yeah, well, just staying on this theme of kind of this American mentality is fortune favors the bold. I like that one. I like
that. This is also fantastic and cultural. And guys, this is one you can use in your writing, okay? So make notes for all of these proverbs we're teaching you guys today. Fortune favors the bold. This is, like you said, this... To me, this is inherently sort of American. Like nobody's just gonna give you something, right?
Exactly.
Like you have to work for it. So fortune is this idea. It's not just money, it's success. And it's not just luck. Like our success is not due to luck, it's due to hard work. That's what this means. You're bold and going after your dreams and working hard, and therefore you succeed or you gain fortune.
Yeah, I mean, it's very cultural. I mean, that's essentially how American culture got started, right? By people from another place coming here and wanting something different. And they were extremely bold and brave in doing that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So again, guys, I don't know if this is purely an American proverb. It just feels that way to us because we're American. Right. But sure. All of these proverbs, you guys, you can use. Okay. So the next one, and this one, guys, it can be used in speaking or writing. And I think that put two stars next to this because this would easily fit into a lot of different answers in speaking part three when describing culture, traditions, society, family values fits under all those. So no man is an island. I love, like, what does this mean to you?
Well, it's the idea of you can't do something on your own, but I think it stands a little bit in contrast to some of the things that we just talked about before, right? It is this value of individualism, rugged individualism that we kind of promote here in this country. But yeah, I mean, no man is an island. The idea that, you know, whatever you do is either going to affect people or you do need to work as a team. Like, you can't do everything by yourself.
Exactly. So anytime you're describing, like in speaking part one and part two, anytime where, you know, you had to ask for help when someone helped you get through something, could be work, could be school, could be your personal life. And this, to my mind, this, cause like Lindsay said, this isn't a super American idea. And yet we would still use it. It's connected to, it takes a village. And this is another idiom that we use in describing like, raising children. We say it takes a village. So parents need friends. Parents need, you know, other family members, other people in their community to like help them raise their children, right? To give them lessons, to be baseball coaches, to be teachers. So yeah, that's where it fits into my life. That's where I would use it.
I love that.
So that is, I think that's more useful for a lot of other cultures, this one.
Right. and it's possible that in your language, guys, you have all of these in your translation, in your language or some of them. It's likely that you have at least some of them. But it's interesting if you think about your language to kind of compare and contrast your culture and see which ones are prominent in your language. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be fascinating, guys. If you come back to our blog, you can comment with proverbs translated into English from your own culture. I would be fascinated to read those. What number episode is this?
Come back
to our blog. And this is episode 396. Okay. Yes. It's not
399.
399. 399. There we go. Okay, awesome. And then this, it's interesting, the choices of proverbs that we made. The first two are like strongly individualistic, and these last two are like, no, we still need people. So exactly. What's the last one, Lindsay? What's the fourth one?
Okay, well, the last one is don't burn your bridges.
This is awesome. Yeah. What does this mean to you? And what kind of context would you use this?
Well, I think of this more in the work world and your career.
Yeah,
the idea that, you know, even if you decide to leave a job, you shouldn't go in a negative way. Like, you don't want to not show up one day to work and then kind of quit that way. You want to make sure you maintain your relationships, even if you feel like you don't like that field, you don't like that person. You want to maintain good relationships because who knows down the road if you might need that person in some way, they might be able to help you.
Exactly. Yeah, this is purely associated with work in my mind, but you could use this in a variety of contexts, right? Like, don't make someone mad because you might need them later. This calls to mind that scene from Jerry Maguire when he like decides to leave his job and he's like, "Who's with me?" And he like quits his job in this like super dramatic, huge way. Like he burned his bridges there. It's a famous scene. Like, don't do that. But that's how I, to remember this idiom, I think that's a good association, guys, if you know the scene I'm talking about.
Yeah. And Jerry Maguire is just a great movie to have under your belt, guys, for your knowledge, your understanding of the culture. We do references to Jerry Maguire a lot that come
all
up
all the time. time. Isn't it funny? Guys, like, there are so, like, it's that movie has worked itself into our slang in so many ways. People still say, show me the money. It's from that movie, guys.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, so that last one, guys. Don't burn your bridges. I would say you could also use that in writing task two. Of course, just make sure the meaning is appropriate, that it makes sense. But that one could definitely be used in writing as well.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting to note that sometimes you can take small sort of liberties on these proverbs. And if it doesn't work in the way that it's phrased, in the structure that it's phrased, like if it doesn't fit in your essay to say, don't burn your bridges, I bet you could say something like, they tell me I shouldn't burn my bridges, or they tell me not to burn my bridges. As long as you keep the essential part of the proverb, would that be okay?
Oh, for sure. You can change the pronoun. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so exactly.
This would be best in writing to make it informal and impersonal. So say like when employees conduct themselves in this manner, they burn their bridges.
Right,
like
right.
That would be a perfect sentence.
Right. So even though we're teaching you don't burn your bridges, you can play around as long as you keep the burn your bridges part. So we know that you're referring to the proverb. Love
exactly.
That.
Yeah, that would be very high scoring and very impressive.
Exactly. Awesome. Very good. This is really key. I mean, proverbs is something we haven't talked about yet, but very important. Good way to increase that score, that vocabulary score right there. Boom.
Definitely. Boom. We're done. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. So guys, if you want a more step-by-step plan and a 30 or 60 day study plan to get to your target score, go to allersenglish.com/KEYS and get in the course today.
Yes. Awesome. And then you could ask us about your own idiom questions and proverb questions, because we talk to students every day in the closed Facebook group.
Exactly. We have this exclusive closed Facebook group that you can join. As soon as you join the course, you get to introduce yourself to other people, and then you can start asking questions anytime you want.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Jessica, it's been good. See you back here very soon.
All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.